Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
A phrase that I've heard to describe Donald Trump: he tells it like it is. Conservative presidential candidate Rand Paul explained the attraction of Donald Trump. He said, "Voters have a hunger for candidates who will tell it like it is and who aren't career politicians. People are startled when they hear someone with strong opinions. Many politicians won't ever say anything. They talk on both sides of every issue. Their success is really in standing for nothing." Now, I agree with that assessment. I looked up a definition of tell it like it is. To tell the truth, no matter who is criticized or how much it hurts. To speak the truth, no matter how unpleasant. To describe a situation honestly. I think people are mistaking Trump's rudeness for brutal honesty and mistaking his opinions for facts. Listen to this quote. "Let us begin by committing ourselves to the truth, to see it like it is and tell it like it is." That quote is from President Richard Nixon. At the Republican debate, Fox News reporter Megyn Kelly asked Trump about his use of sexist language, with direct quotes that he's called specific women fat pigs, dogs, and disgusting animals. Trump said the question was unfair, and he never really answered. He later told CNN that the female reporter wasn't rational because she had blood coming out of her whatever, end of quote. He backtracked and said she was angry, and he meant she had blood coming out of her nose and her eyes. Do you really buy that explanation? He was trying to invalidate her as a woman by saying she must be having her period. Politically correct? Nope. Spewing hateful stupidity? Yep. Hey, I'm just telling it like it is. His comments about illegal immigrants from Mexico seemed to resonate with conservatives. He said the United States has over 33 million illegals. I looked up both conservative and liberal sources. I looked at Homeland Security and I looked at the Pew Research Center. The agreed upon number is closer to 11 million using a 1 million margin of error. So exaggerating a number by 200% is hardly telling it like it is. Donald Trump has completely reversed many of his political opinions prior to becoming a conservative candidate. For example, he used to be pro-choice and a strong supporter of universal health care. So is Trump telling it like it is, or is he saying whatever it takes to get elected? Republican candidate Jeb Bush recently told the Washington Post, "Trump personalizes everything. If you're not totally in agreement with him, you're an idiot." By the way, Jeb spoke that quote in Spanish. He's bilingual. So I think we can raise our expectations when a person declares their candidacy for president. I don't care if Donald Trump, the host of Celebrity Apprentice, has a nasty feud with Rosie O'Donnell. I kind of think they deserve each other. But I'd be embarrassed by a president who would call any woman a fat slob. I found another great quote from an anonymous source. If you have to keep telling people how real you are, it's probably because you're a fake. Hey, sorry, I'm just telling it like it is. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.